It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios on this Wednesday, counting down to Sunday's home opener for Atlanta United against DC United. Our coverage begins with a 1-3 show live from the Gulch, and I'll be happy to host that alongside all of the great fan support clubs with the Faction and Resurgence, Footy Mob and Terminus Legion. It'll be a lot of fun. We invite you down to the Gulch before the game from 1-3 for our live broadcast from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome into the show, the team captain of Atlanta United, Michael Parkhurst, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Michael.
Michael.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, so how excited are you to get this opening match started? Home opening match started.
Yeah, very excited, especially given the result from last weekend. We need to go in there and have a very good result this weekend. We're excited to play in front of our fans again. Every game was just such a magical event last year and the support that we received. And so we're really looking forward to replicating that and hopefully getting ourselves back on track.
You know what, speaking of last weekend, we don't want to talk about that last week's match too much, but what are some of the positives that you could take away from a match like that?
The positive is that it's an early season learning experience, that it's a reality check for us to not listen to the noise out there, that even though we spend money and we've got talent on our team, it doesn't guarantee you anything, just like in any other sport. And we need to go out there on a weekly basis and prove that, you know, we are worthy of the expectations that other people have set on us and that we set on ourselves. So, you know, we get that learning experience from game one. So that's a positive. We created a couple chances. We could have scored a couple goals. And Houston's a very good team. And so we pick ourselves up and we move on.
Michael Parker is team captain of Atlanta United with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know that when Barco's injury happened, it started a kind of a game, Michael, of musical chairs in terms of the lineup and the shape of the team. Was that some part of the problem last week? Is it all of a sudden guys are having to adjust to not only a different spot, but however, you know, this guy moved, that guy moved, that guy moved?
Yeah, I don't think it helps matters. But that being said, everyone that's on the field is capable of playing in multiple positions. It's not the end-all, be-all to have to switch positions and know your role in that position. Guys should know their roles, and I think they do. It was more of a case of us just not having a good day, of Houston taking advantage of our mistakes or our lack of execution. And hopefully when Barco gets back, he'll slide right in and guys can play in their normal positions. But until then, guys need to be adaptable, and we all need to be accountable wherever we are on the field.
So you got DC United coming to town this Sunday. Had a little bit of trouble with them last year. Do you look at this matchup with them and look at it and think that you're going to get a little bit of get back or want to get a little bit of get back?
Absolutely, we want to. There's no doubt about it. It's very tough for a team to beat another team three times in one season. And for us to lose all three games against DC, and, you know, no disrespect to them, but they struggled last year in the league, that's tough for us. You know, we look back on the season and think, man, had we won just one of those games, it would have put us into second place and put us in a even better position in the playoffs. So those were missed opportunities last year, and we've got an early season opportunity to get right back at them this year. They're a difficult team to play against because, you know, you feel like you can dominate the game for long periods against DC, and they just hold the fort. They bend, they don't break that often, and then all of a sudden they'll get a break or they'll get an own goal. You know, it'll help our team for sure if I don't score an own goal this weekend.
There you go.
Which I hope not to. But, we expect to have a good performance and then to use the crowd to our advantage.
Michael Parkhurst, of course, of Atlanta United, joining John and Hugh live on the WadeFord.com hotline. Atlanta United, DC United, Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday for the home opener. Michael, you're the team captain. I mean, this team, let's not forget last year. For all the success of last year, it was really later in the year, or around the midway point where you guys caught fire. And there were some times where there were some struggles last year. What did you have to do last year as the team captain? What falls on your shoulders, Michael Parkhurst? And what do you have to do now to start this season?
Yeah, it's just making sure that everyone on the team sticks together through thick and thin. You know, it's easy for the team to feel good and for everybody to be in good spirits when you're on a winning streak. The tough times are when you put together, you know, back-to-back or three performances in a row where you either lose or you just don't perform well. And, you know, guys, you know, start to slack a little bit. And it's just making sure that during those times that, you know, we regroup and you come out of it stronger. And, you know, we had a couple periods last year where we needed to do that, and it was addressed here and there. And, you know, that's why we were able to come out of it. You know, it's very rare an MLS team can go top to bottom, you know, start to finish without having those ups and downs. And the teams that do well, we talked about, are the ones that are able to get out of it quicker and get back to the winning ways. And having that positive attitude is very, very helpful. And just the camaraderie within the group is super important. And that can be a little bit more challenging when you have such a diverse locker room as we do. But it was one of our strengths last year, and hopefully it will be again this year.
I'm guessing that performance like that, that you show up on practice the next day, you're kind of wincing what Tata might say, or yeah.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they took it well. I mean, of course, everyone was upset. We all had to look ourselves in the mirror and say, you know, that's just unacceptable. But, you know, we talked about it's a long season and use it as a learning tool and learn what you can from the game, move on from it, and get ready for this weekend.
Yeah, because it's going to be a great weekend, 70,000-plus, and it's going to be exciting again, Michael. Welcome back home, and you're going to feel the love when you get on that field. Go torch DC United. Pay them back. You know, get on the board and start rolling again.
Get back.
Man, I can't wait. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Michael Parker is team captain of Atlanta United, and I have full faith and credit. You know, just it's almost like you think that, okay, if they could get one in the net early in that game, they could just start rolling again.
Yeah, and that's what you want. But, you know, not trying to be a Debbie Downer, but coming off of the match, that you had last week and then playing a team that beat you three times last year, that in the back of your mind, that's something that you're thinking about. You're thinking about that mentally, but you got to overcome those mental blocks, and you got to get it done. Because you don't want to be 0-2 for the beginning of the season.
And we remind everybody going to the game, Spring Forward is on Sunday morning. You got to set your clocks forward Sunday morning. So game starts at 3:00. Just saying.